July 17, take marriage problems to God. And from the beginning of the creation, God made them male and female. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother and cleave to his wife. Mark 10, 6 and 7. Too often the marriage relation is entered into without proper consideration. None should marry in uncertainty, but if they have not been properly considerate in this matter, and after marriage find themselves dissimilar in character and liable to reap unhappiness in the place of joy, let them not breathe into another's mind the fact that their marriage was unwise. The evil is always increased when neither the wife or the husband, finding someone who appears to be a congenial spirit, ventures to whisper to his trusted one the secrets of the married life. The very act of making known the secret confirms the existence of a condition of things that would not be at all necessary if the husband and wife loved God supremely. In many cases where these difficulties are thought to exist, the cause is imaginary. If the husband and wife would freely talk over the matter with each other in the Spirit of Christ, the difficulty would be healed. If they love God supremely, their hearts would be so filled, so satisfied with His love, that they would not be consumed with longing for affection to be manifested in acts toward themselves. Many have mistaken the true duty of the wife to the husband and the husband to the wife. Self becomes all-absorbing, and Satan has his net all ready to draw about the human soul to get it so entangled by human imaginations that it seems impossible for human wisdom to disentangle the meshes of his finely woven snares. But what human wisdom cannot do, the wisdom of God can do through the surrender of the will, the mind, the soul, the strength, the entire being to God. His providence can unite hearts in bonds that are of heavenly origin, but the result will not be a mere external interchange of affection in soft and flattering words. There will be a new experience. The loom of heaven weaves with warp and woof finer, yet more firm than those of earth. The material is not a mere tissue fabric, but a texture that will bear the wear and test of trial. Heart is bound firmly to heart in the golden chain of love that is genuine.